Centre Wellington. Council unanimously passed councillors' motion to establish a sustainable transportation advisory committee to help advise council on active transportation priorities, complete streets and other more sustainable modes of travel. Earlier this week, Centre Wellington Council supported Count Ian McRae's motion to establish a sustainable transportation advisory committee. McRae outlined in his motion that the Township Council has recently been debating the merits of active transportation infrastructure related to several roads, more notably St. David Street, and most recently the Middlebrook Place Bridge crossing. He also noted that there has been significant public interest regarding the merits of the two notable infrastructures, resulting in the council reconsidering two of its decisions. McRae believes that forming a sustainable transportation advisory committee will help council make better decisions for active transportation and the Centre Wellington community. John Scott, co-founder of the local advocacy group called Green Lanes, noted that this has been a long time coming for Centre Wellington and sustainable transportation. This motion gives an avenue to talk about the important issues of sustainable transportation. Green Lanes is all about helping our township make our community healthier and happier. It's challenging to do this without advisory committees, and we're really happy the council supported this motion, said Scott. One of Green Lanes' objectives is to help our community become more politically active because that's the only way we can see change. I hope people pick up the mantle and speak up and delegate to the advisory committee in the future. In his motion, McRae suggested that the advisory committee be composed of 6 members of the public, possibly a representative from other relevant advisory committees, council representatives and relevant staff. The committee will also apply for and work within the framework of bike-friendly community designation and assist in gathering the latest research and expertise on sustainable transportation. One concern that I do have is that with any large bureaucracy, change happens at a slower pace. We don't want slow-acting change, we want it to happen now. So, I really hope that this advisory committee will help enhance change to happen quickly, noted Scott. Following council passing the motion, staff have been directed to develop terms of reference for the committee to be reviewed and approved during this period of council. Once approved by council, the committee would form during the next term of council.